blade of grass, the young rat coughed and looked wise, as usual, but said nothing. "Do you think so?" said his aunt, stamping with her foot, for she couldn't bear to see the young rat so cold-blooded. "I don't know," was all he answered, and then he walked off to think for an hour or more whether he should stay in his hole in the ground or go out into the loft. One night the rat heard a loud noise in the loft. It was a dreary old place. Rube let the rain come washing in. The beam and the rafters had all rotted through, so that the whole thing was quite unsafe. At last, one of the jolts gave away, and the beam fell with one edge on the floor. The wall shook. The couple fell off. And all the rats' hair grew, stood on end with fear and horror. "This won't do," said the leader. "We can't stay cooped up here no any longer." So they sent out scouts to search for a new home. A little later on that evening, the scouts came back and said they had found an old-fashioned house barn where there would be room for all of them. The leader gave the others at once. Company fall in, and the rats crawled out of their holes right away and stood on the floor in a long line. Just then the old rat caught sight of young Arthur. That was the name of the speaker. He wasn't in the line, and he wasn't exactly outside of it. It stood by it. "Come on, get in line," growled the old rat coarsely. "Of course you are not coming too." "I don't know," said Arthur calmly. "Why, the idea of it. You don't think safe here anymore, do you?" "I'm not concerned," said Arthur undauntedly. "The roof may not fall down yet." "Well," said the old rat, "we can't wait for you to join us." Then he turned to the others and shouted, "Right about face, march!" And all in the long line marched out of the barn while the young rat watched them. "I think I'll go tomorrow," he said to himself. "But then, again, perhaps I wouldn't. It's so nice and snug here. I guess I'll go back to my hole under the log for a while just to make up my mind." But during the night there was a big crash. Down came beans, rafters, jolts, and the whole business. Next morning it was a foggy day. Some men came to look over the damage. It seemed odd to them that the old building was not haunted by rats. But at last one of them happened to move a bolt and he caught sight of a young rat, quite dazed, half in and half out of his hole. Thus the scripture got his due. There was no mourning for him. He was a stubborn one.
He was a stubborn rat.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell you what, you want to take a minute and read just a couple separate words? We've got a couple minutes left here.
All right.